Hey there, and welcome to Make It Happen Monday, where every Monday I'm bringing you a quick tip to get you moving and make it happen this week. And today I'm going to be sharing my four tips on how to create your Dream 100 list to up-level the way that you're currently networking. All right, let's get into it. So step number one, okay, I want you to make a list. Who would I like to partner with, right? Who has a following that I would love to serve? Who is in the same space as me? We're complementary, not competitive. Who can add value to my community? Who could I add value to their community, et cetera? Brain dump this list, okay? Now, here's a couple things that I do, you guys. I brain dump the list of, I already have a relationship with them. I just need to be more strategic. And then like, man, I would love to have a relationship. How do I even start that process, okay? Then the second step, thank you, Carol. I appreciate that. Second step, connect, okay? So go subscribe to their email list, subscribe to their blog, their podcast, follow them on social, right? Go to their event, whatever it is, buy or use their product, shout them out on social media, okay? Whatever you can do to build a real relationship, okay? Number three is add value. Okay. Add value. Sarah, I did not see your question. This was pre-planned for the month of December, but I'm happy to hear it was prime time for you. So add value. Step number three, engage with them in a meaningful way, right? And that can be done through social media. That could be sending a handwritten card, right? That could be like one thing I even did when we did this with the Franklin Library, and I was so excited about it. I spent like $25 and I sent them Sherry's berries or like chocolate covered strawberries. And I sent them to the office and I said, like, you guys, like, we are so excited to partner with you. This is like such a great opportunity. We're so thrilled. You've been a joy to work with. Like, here's a little treat for those in the office, right? They were blown away. How many people do you think are doing things like that, right? But these are adding real value, not like, hey, I saw your social media profile and I could help you get 100,000 followers. No, okay? No, because that is what everybody is doing. So you've got to stand out. Okay, last piece, number four, organize and then engage. So making a real spreadsheet, when I just said like the people I already have connections with, the people I wanna have connections with, right? Organize that. Start to ask yourself, when am I call them power hours. So every Friday I'm going into a power hour where I look at my list and I ask, how can I be helpful? How can I serve? How can I give value? How can I deepen relationships with people that I want to deepen relationships with, right? That might just be me reposting their Instagram, right? Sharing out something cool that I just bought from them, sending them a private DM, right? So I want you to ask yourselves, like, do you even have a system in place to do this, right? A lot of people here are probably not going to be doing any of these four steps, or you might be doing them, but you're like, oh, I'm kind of mediocre in a few of these and I'm not even doing number two or whatever that is, right? So I really, really want to make sure you think about it.